News.
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
I feel it in my pussy.
There.
Hot dick snot.
There's so much. I feel like I'm drowning in a river of cum.
I wish I were a lesbian.
You're nothing but a slut.
I love to say the word penis. 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 I love to feel my penis.
Now I gotta shit.
I wanna tease my ass.
I'm so constipated, yeah!
Don't you try to fuck my tits now.
Got pulled over and raped.
It's just
the same
thing.
It's like a milkshake.
Assholes.
That was beautiful, precious.
Timmy Boo.
My big, fat, nasty ass in a thong.
Bitch, 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 bitch.
Away.
Nice. Nice, sweet.
Yes.
This is Distorted View. Yes. Yes, it is. For realsies. All right, hey, Freaks to Mountain with you. This right here is Distorted View Daily. Yes, it is. Got a brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesday, and it's an extended program. Yes! Yes! I can barely get it out, but yes!
Yes, yes, yes.
We are going to have lots of fun today, aren't we?
Yes.
Yes!
Yes, we're going! Yes!
She is getting so fucked. She is getting nailed. All right. Yes, it's an. I can't get it out. It's an extended show. That's hard to say. For you Sideshow Freaks, you'll get 10 to 15 minutes of bonus content. Let's get into Sextastic Tuesday right now. This is a silly, stupid, retarded bit where I try to find poorly written, bizarre, or just gross sex stories, and I read them to you. It's story time. It's like Romper Room with more anal penetration. All right, let's get into it right now, ladies and gentlemen. I give you Sextastic Tuesday.
It's Sextastic.
Ugh, he groaned, clutching his large, rock-hard belly. Breathe, she told him, waddling over. Panting, he struggled to gain control of his breathing. The contractions were getting worse. What? He's a man. How can he be pregnant? He never knew he could feel so much pain and survive. Surely he must be dying and the baby was killing him. Giving his belly a quick, loving pat, she nudged his knees, spreading his legs apart. He closed his eyes, knowing that it had been months since she had seen his private region. Ugh, he gasped as contractions hit hard and unexpectedly. He gritted his teeth, hoping the pain would soon pass. Gently, she moved his enlarged penis out of the way, exposing the sensitive vagina behind it. What? What kind of story is this? He tensed as she ran a light finger over the engorged lips and slipped between the moist folds. He squirmed a little as her fingers journeyed further into him, finally reaching where they needed to go. You're just about 7 centimeters, she announced, sliding her finger out of him. That's it? Are you sure? Yeah, I'm sure. She rested a hand on her own pregnant belly. It won't be long now. He moved to close his legs, but all of a sudden she reached over and wrapped her hand around his dick. The organ sprang to life. Look, you were about to give birth. That was not the time, you know, to have sex. The organ sprang to life. And you have a penis and a vagina. Let's talk about that for a minute. All right. The organ sprang to life, standing at attention and hardening in a few seconds. He inwardly groaned, not from pain, but embarrassment. No one had given his penis much attention in the past few months. Even he had almost forgotten that he was male. Ever since he'd become pregnant, the only area that anyone had felt was his vagina. As she stroked him, another contraction racked his body. She could feel the quivering of his penis as he fought to stay in control. The large organ had grown considerably since it had been in her 9 months before, shooting load after load of cum into her, impregnating her. Yeah, how did he get pregnant? Did she squirt inside of him? Good shot, ma'am. She could feel herself growing wet as she ran her hand up and down the almost foot-long man stick. Really? Foot-long? Okay, whatever. Stop, he requested through gritted teeth. It's been way too long since I've been fucked. I can't take it. It may help with pain management, she smiled, running a finger lightly over the tip, touching a bead of pre-cum. Not if you're only going to use your hands, he said. He'd never been one for oral sex, not even when a woman was giving him a blowjob. Then fuck me, she said. I want this thing in me. Ugh, he groaned, another contraction racking his body. Do it! She slipped her panties off and lifted the bottom of the short nightshirt she was wearing, exposing everything from her stomach down. Climbing onto the bed, she straddled him, spreading herself slightly with one hand in preparation for the large member to enter her. Hoisting himself up against the headboard slightly, he painfully reached down and grabbed for his dick. With her help, he slid the erect and almost 2-inch in diameter penis, that's pretty big, into her dripping wet pussy. She gasped as she felt herself filled up. Mmm, she moaned, feeling of pleasure humming through her entire body. Yes, yes, as she slowly started to ride him. His huge dick slid in and out of her faster and faster. Oh, God, yes, he groaned loudly. Yes, as she leaned forward slightly to make his dick go in deeper. Their large bellies bounced against one another. Every time their stomach touched, she could feel the contraction making his belly rock hard. But he was so far gone from her riding his dick that it didn't seem as if he noticed. I'm coming, she gasped, feeling the familiar and wonderful pressure building up. Me too, he groaned. I'm sorry, groaned. I'm used to saying groin. He groaned, his penis seeming to grow even larger in her. Seconds later, she cried as wave after wave of pleasure washed over her, shaking her to her very core. Soon after, thick, warm jets of cum started coating her insides. Fuck yeah, he panted, rubbing his large belly with both hands. He reached for her enlarged breasts, squeezing them slightly as she slipped off his now semi-soft dick, cum running out of her like a river. Ooh, I'm sorry, I'm throwing up in my mouth a little. So, the guy and the girl, both pregnant, by the way, got off. So now we can get back to work getting this guy to shoot out a baby from his pussy. I don't even know. Where is his pussy at? There's this penis, and then, to the side of his dick or underneath? Where his taint is at? Someone draw this out for me. I'm confused. I don't understand how normal anatomy works, let alone a guy with a dick and a vagina. All right. And, you know, he's pregnant. I feel like I should keep mentioning that because, you know, guys can't get pregnant. Newsflash. All right, this is fantasy. All right, disgusting fantasy. All right, so let's get back to this guy giving birth. Cum is running out of her like a river. The bottom of the bed was covered in both of their juices and all of the cum that had overflowed out of her cunt. Using her vaginal muscles to clamp her pussy closed, holding whatever she could of the warm cum inside of her, she spread his legs again. She slipped her fingers into his pussy, deep into him, to check how dilated he had become. You're almost there, just about 9 centimeters. Oh, good, here comes another one. The moan he let out turned into a scream. She rolled herself off the bed and reached into the nightstand, pulling out a large dildo. Really? Come on! Once again, kneeling between his legs, she lubricated the dildo with a small portion of the cum that was on the bed and slid it slowly into his throbbing pussy, causing him to buck wildly. It hurts, he complained. My pussy hurts! Dude, come on, man. My pussy fucking hurts. All right. Do you want me to take it out? No! Fuck me with it! I need it! It's a good kind of pain, apparently. She slowly started moving the dildo in and out of his man cunt. He groaned, holding his belly, waves of pleasure and pain attacking his every essence. She felt his pussy clamp down on the dildo as he came. her hand becoming coated with his juices. I think the baby's ready. Yeah. That dildo really, really helped. This is so stupid. The dildo helped move things along, right? You know, the baby probably sees the tip of the dildo. It's like, ooh, I want that. It's a toy. It's a big teething ring. All right. Where are we at here? I think the baby's ready. He breathed, struggled to hoist himself further up against the headboard, spreading his legs. I need to push. Leaving the dildo in him. Why? She heavily got off the bed and went to get towels and blankets for the baby. Finally, we're concerned about the baby. When she returned, he was sweating profusely, even more than he had when they were having sex. His body shaking as he fought against his body's natural urges. Fuck, I need to push! Then push! You dumb shit, she told him, pressing down on his stomach slightly. There was little give, the contractions making the skin rigid. Groaning as he pushed, he clutched the sheets around him, his fists tight. The dildo, which was still in his pussy, slid out, and she picked it up, inserting it into her own vagina, holding it there with her muscles. Slowly, the baby's head emerged from inside of him. She massaged the skin around the head, urging him to push slowly so he wouldn't tear. He struggled against her, writhing and pushing desperately, forcing the baby out of him. The baby's head slipped out as he groaned loudly, falling back against the pillow. Take a minute to breathe, she said, supporting the baby's head with one hand and gently massaging his belly with another. Then I need you to push again to get the rest of the baby out. Suddenly, she felt a cramping in her stomach. The hand that wasn't supporting the baby's head flew to her belly, feeling how hard it had become. Ugh, I need to push, he panted. Good, push again. Taking a breath in, he bore down. She could feel the baby turning on its own. Keeping a hand on her own contracting belly, she suddenly felt a sharp pain and then a release of pressure. The bed under her was suddenly saturated as fluid gushed out from her pussy. Oh, shit, she thought. My water just broke. Not wanting to show that anything was happening, she concentrated on his baby, which was slowly squeezing out of his pussy. Seconds later, with one big last push, the shoulders were free and the baby was sliding out. Groaning, he collapsed against the pillows, panting, clearly exhausted from the exertion of giving birth. It's a boy, she said. Minutes later, in the middle of a huge contraction, she urged him to push the afterbirth out. Half-heartedly, he pushed, and the placenta squirted out along with a rush of fluid. There you go. The rest of the story sort of chronicles the woman's childbirth, but that's not nearly as interesting as a guy with a big, fat, engorged penis giving birth. So, yeah, male pregnancy is a real type of bizarre fetish. I don't really understand it. Like, if I was going to write a male pregnancy story, I would make him give birth out of his dick hole. I think it's just silly to have him have both a pussy and a penis. One or the other, come on. That's your Sextastic Tuesday for April, what is it, 3rd? 4th? 3rd, 2012. Brought to you by our good friends at AdamandEve.com. For a limited time, you can get 50% off. That's half off. Just about any item. Where else in the world have you ever seen a deal like that? Unless like a store is going out of business or something. You don't see 50% off just about any item. And come on. This is a great deal just for my listeners because they know that you are deviant freaks. 50% off just about any item plus free shipping. They're not even going to rape you on shipping charges. Free shipping, 3 free adult DVDs and a mystery gift. All for using coupon code FREAK, FREAK. At AdamandEve.com. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Oh, it's a very special day. It's an extended program for Sideshow Freaks. If you're not a member, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. Every Tuesday, we do extended shows. So Sideshow Freaks are getting an extra long edition of today's podcast. So, you know, if this show ends at 30 minutes today, Sideshow Freaks will probably get like 45 minutes or an hour of show. Then on Thursday, I do a program just for Sideshow Freaks. And I try to post videos and all sorts of stuff. You also get full access to the entire archive of programs. It's a great deal. And it really does help support the program. This is how I make my living. So, you know, if you have $5 to spare and you enjoy the show, why not sign up for the Sideshow? You get all sorts of great content. $50 a year or $5 a month. Superfreaksideshow.com. All right, 3 quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here for stuff. This one comes from Indiana. Anderson police arrested a man. They said set his aunt's house on fire. I'm sorry, aunt. Set his aunt's house on fire and then cut the head off of the family cat. Ta-da! Police and firefighters were called out to the 600 block of West 34th Street at around 4 p.m. Monday afternoon, where the man was playing golf with the kitty's head. When they arrived, they found the backside of the home on fire. According to police, a crowd of people had gathered in front of the home. None of them with a bucket of water, apparently, or a fire, like a fire extinguisher. Among them was 32-year-old Danny Davis. When officers began talking to Davis, police said he took off running, incriminating. Police used a stun gun to stop Davis. He later admitted to using gasoline to start the fire, and also admitted to using a shovel to kill the family cat and a knife to cut its head off. I heard the noise of a cat. All of a sudden, I heard a thump-thump a couple of times. Then I see him as I walked around the house. He was picking the cat up by the neck, so I knew it was dead, said neighbor Mike McLean. Investigators found the animal's body in a shallow grave. The head was found under the deck where the fire started. Many of the neighbors had indicated he had been acting very strange over the course of the last few days, said Anderson Police Department officer Chad Boynton. Police said Davis has several mental health issues and had not been taking his meds. According to neighbors, Davis had been living at his aunt's home for the past few weeks. Davis was being held Tuesday at the Madison County Jail on preliminary charges of cruelty to animal and, you know, arson. That's the big one, I think. Most people just have one house, and, you know, cats are easily replaceable, and they all have the same personality. They're all just fucking dicks. Cats. All right, second story we have for you today. A mother discovered live maggots crawling inside a packet of airline nuts. Like, airlines used to give you meals, right? And now you're down to a pack of nuts, if that. You know, fucking airlines, they nickel and dime you for everything. They can't even give you a decent pair of nuts that are crawling in maggots, for Christ's sakes. Yeah, a mother discovered live maggots crawling. A mother? It's a woman. Why do they have to say it's a mother? Oh, she has kids, so it's the story's even worse. Think of the little ones. The fuck cares? You squeezed an 8-pound grapefruit out of your cunt. BFD. All right, a mother discovered live maggots crawling inside a packet of airline nuts on board a Qantas flight after she'd already begun eating them. Victoria Cleveland, 42, didn't see the maggots. Well, no shit. What? Of course she didn't see them. She started munching on nuts with maggots covered on them. All right, Victoria Cleveland, 42, didn't see the maggots when she started to eat them on a Los Angeles to Melbourne flight because she hadn't turned on her overhead lighting. But after thinking the nuts tasted a bit strange and, you know, mushy, she turned the light on to inspect the packet and dun, 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 saw maggots wriggling out of the packet all over her. Oh, my God, like a horror movie. The mother of two. Do you remember that movie, The Lost Boys, with the two Coreys? There's a scene where the older brother, I think this is before he turns into a vampire, is in the vampire den, I guess. And Kiefer Sutherland gives him some Chinese food. And when he goes down with his chopsticks to eat to get the noodles or rice or whatever, it's not rice. The rice turned into maggots. Ah, right. That's the power of vampires. That's when vampires were cool. All right. Now they just sparkle and have sex. All right. I don't know. What's happened to this show? The mother of two from Australia said it tasted strange, and I turned the light on and looked at the rest of the packet and started seeing maggots coming out of it everywhere. I couldn't talk. Of course you couldn't. You've got a bunch of maggots in your mouth. I was nearly throwing up. I was beside myself. Her 15-year-old son then checked another two packets of the Australian-made trail mix. They got on the plane and found they contained maggots as well. At least they're consistent over there on Qantas. The married mother took a photo. Again, married mother. Who the fuck cares? The married mother took a photo and video of the maggots to prove her story and now says she's unhappy with Qantas's response. Ms. Cleveland says she was offered a flight refund, but claims the money she was offered eventually amounted to $400. That's Australian money. If you translate to UK money, that's like 250 pounds. And when you translate that to US or real money, that's like $500, I think. So there you go. I mean, that's basically the story. A spokeswoman for the airline says the incident last week is being investigated. They added, Qantas sincerely apologizes to Mrs. Cleveland for the incident that occurred on her return flight. Qantas has also contacted the supplier of the nuts, Dick and Nuts, Alexis K. Tyler, and is currently investigating how this issue occurred. So there you go. And finally, today, freaks, the nanny state is at it again. Covert cameras and forensic tests are needed to flush out the culprit, who's been pooping, urinating, and vomiting in elevators on an almost daily basis this year. The story, once again, comes from the UK. That's the call from people living in a block of flats in Eltham. Again, this is the UK, so it's probably pronounced Eltham or something. I never can pronounce UK cities and shit right. Eltham. 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 It's Eltham. It's the UK. We pronounce it Eltham. Eltham. Yes. All right. I'm retarded and very high at this point. Yes, that's a call from people living in a block of flats in the Eltham who are fed up with the filth inside of two elevators at Subi Close. Greenwich Council has blamed the mess on a dog, but at a meeting last week, calls were made for forensic tests because the shit is simply too large to come out of a dog's asshole. Residents are confident will prove it is man-made. Terry Little, or Liddell, 63, who made the demand, said, if it's a dog, it must have incredibly large bowels and a very large bladder. He said, people go out for an evening, get bladdered, and when they get in the lift, deliberately or otherwise, they lose control of their bodily functions and they let it fly. Mr. Liddell has kicked up a stink with a 20-signature petition calling for covert cameras similar to the ones used 3 years ago when people in the block faced a similar problem. The retired welfare rights worker suffers from arthritis. Again, there's a useless detail. And like many others living there, relies on the elevator. He says the people it has the worst impact on are older people, yes, and people with disabilities who have no choice but to use it. Either you just turn around and go home again, or you have to hold your nose and face it. David, the fucking picture, of course there is. It's fucking urine and a turd in an elevator. that's pretty good. That's going to be today's album artwork. Let me just save that. David Parker, 62, lives on the 7th floor, said the caretaker does a very good service. But, of course, the problem is when you hit the evenings and the weekends. That's, you know, prime shitting times. Greenwich Council says covert cameras cannot be installed when there is no clear evidence of a criminal act. Look at the fucking turn in the elevator. That's a crime right there. Cabinet members for housing counselor Steve Offord said, I'd encourage residents to share any information they have with us, and that can be in the strictest of confidence. There you go. Crime of the century over there in the UK. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, guys, this is your time to shine. This is where you get to speak to me directly. It's quite an honor.
Hey,
yes.
Dan, what's up? It's White Sword. It's been a while since I've called in.
Oh, my God.
But, I was listening to you talking about getting Raven 14 on as part of your network of adding podcasts.
Yeah.
I currently am doing a gaming podcast. Me and my friend are doing a Star Wars The Old Republic podcast, and we're usually in the top 10. And if you're looking for gaming stuff, I would love to join because, you know, I've been listening to you forever, and I would be honored.
A bunch of nerds listen to my program. It might fit in well. I'll take a listen to your podcast and see if you've got the chops to be part of the Distorted View Media Empire. Chances are, if you can string together a sentence, you're good enough. You're doing better than me. All right, I'll look into that. White Sword has been a listener for a very long time. I remember what, back, he had to have started listening back in 2005 or 6.
Hi, Tim. This is, I just remember Terry, you know, it's just, I'm a little disappointed. For some reason, I had just been listening to back episodes of DV.
Backlogs.
And I ended up looking up Rob Peters because I had never seen a picture of him, and I don't know why, but I kind of expected him to look like Mr. Slave from South Park, and
yeah.
He does it. So, anyway,
he looks like a grandpa.
I know he didn't work out, but I was just trying to throw an idea by you. What about trying the FetLife, the fetish online free community?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you could get some people there.
Maybe I'm already a member. I'm one step ahead of you.
Hey, white man. This is the brown man speaking. And what do you do for a living? What kind of car do you drive? How many dogs do you have?
What do I do for a living? I do the show for a living. How many? That's what I do. How many? That's why it's so important that you sign up for the sideshow. It's very hard for me to eat when I don't get membership money.
How many of them have prolapse? These are some of the questions that you should ask other people.
Oh.
If you ask other people these questions, then they will ask you about your dog.
No, they don't. I see what you're saying. I was bitching on the show about how I think I'm like, when I meet someone new, I'm the one who always has to ask people questions. No one ever asks things about me. So maybe this guy's right. Maybe I'm asking the wrong questions. But yeah, like when you ask someone, like, what do you do for a living? Or, you know, it's just like, you'd think they would reply with an answer and then ask you a question. You know, that's how a conversation goes. Or, you know, it just doesn't work like that with me. I don't know. People aren't that interested in what I have to say.
Hey, Tim. A few quick things.
Yeah.
I was wondering where that clip came from. It's from a movie, I'm guessing, where these two people are arguing and the woman was cheating on someone else, and the dude was getting really pissed off and was just like, what did he taste like? And she replied,
yeah,
he tasted like you, but sweeter.
Yeah. And then, you know, there's that Fall Out Boy song that has a line, something about, did you, but sweeter. I don't know. I think it's a reference to that movie. It's I think the movie is called Closer. It's got Julia Roberts. Julia Roberts is the woman in that scene. And then some British dude. I can't remember the name of the British guy who was in it. But yeah, I think it's Closer.
Hey,
best scene in that movie.
Hey, Tim. This is longtime listener Wilson.
Hi, Wilson.
I've been listening since Lazy Boy did his very first.
Oh, yeah, Lazy Boy. I don't know what he's up to anymore. I don't think he listens to the show.
Hey, it was finally a double rainbow! Double rainbow!
I think they're both very high. I'm kind of worried about Spiral Ham Fucker. I think he's spiraling out of control. I think he's got some substance abuse issues. Juggu.
I love you, Tim Henson.
I love you, Tim.
I'm a long-time listener. First-time caller.
Who this?
You know the deal. Listen, I love the episode of 8-29. I know this is specific, but I just wanted to say you have me cracking up with the dub over of you, both of your voices. On that really funny phone call. I know I'm a little bit behind.
8:29? The last time you enjoyed an episode of Distorted View was last August?
I just signed up for the sideshow.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
So, give me a break.
Yeah, I'll give you a break this time. Thanks for the call. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. The voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD is your guide. Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. If you're sideshow freaks, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, I'll see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody! Take a donation. Take your body.
to Sean Wayne.